Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
One of the more fascinating things that happen when you have Jews who are coming back to Judaism, or if you have converts that come to Judaism and they look at a Jewish home, is the following. We can have a full conversation without saying a word. What am I talking about? You wash your hands and you start with the and they're looking at, what are these, monkeys? And we all have a full conversation without saying a word. And that is like a fascinating part of Judaism that many have seen. So I'm not going to deal with that. You really have to stay quiet between washing your hands, drying them, and hamotzi. That's a deep, dark secret. I don't want to ruin it for anyone. I want to deal with exactly the stage before this morning. And that is, when do you make the bracha al netilat yadayim? When you wash your hands. Usually we have a very ironclad rule. What's the ironclad rule we have?
You make the bracha before the action.
You make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. That's what we do before we shake the lulav. That's what we're going to do before we light the Hanukkah candles. So be it a rabbinic mitzvah, a biblical mitzvah, that's what we do.
Except Shabbat candles.
Shabbat candles probably should have been done prior, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, black and white, and that's what Rabbi Ovadia Yosef Paskins. The Rama says, we're choshesh for the Bahag, which is a very problematic one, that says that since a woman accepts Shabbos by saying the bracha, she's in a catch-22. She says the bracha to light the candles, but she can't light them now because it's Shabbos. So what does she do? She lights before, and she does a trick with her hands. But the assumption is, you should have done it before, and they do the trick with their hands.
You know, in the case of the same time, during his following washing or after bracha, I wonder if it's at the same time as the bracha.
What?
Drying your hands following washing, the bracha at the same time as the
bracha. Oh, we'll see. So first of all, let's just take a step back. Why do we wash our hands at all? The Gemara, the Mishnah, and Masechet Yadayim, because it's like this. Natalol yador echad v'shishra b'chevrata tmeya. If you wash one hand and not the other, you metame the other hand. Explains the Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura used to be the Perush on the Mishnah until Kahati came on the scene. So you remember those Mishnahs with that looked like the Gemara? You know, the Mishnah in the middle with Tosfos Yom Tov on one side and the Bar Tanura on the other. The Bar Tanura was like the Rashi, the Kahati of his day, and the Tosfos Yom Tov was like Tosfos. So says the Bar Tanura, V'shifshita b'chevrata shelo netala, netmau hamayim sha'aleha michamat chevrata shelo netala v'chozur metamim tayad shenatal. So what you have to do is wash both hands in order for them to both not be tummy. As to which degradation of tumah we're at the degradation of tumah called sheni l'tumah. Pretend you know what that is. And basically, if you didn't wash your hands, you're going to metame the bread. So this was all done because of truma, but they somehow came along and said, let's expand it to bread, because bread was a staple of life for many years. So therefore, before we use bread, in order not to metame the bread, even though we're all tmei metim, we wash our hands. So if you look at the next source, in the Masechet Sota, it's Amar Rabbi Abahu, Kala ochel pat belo niguv yadayim, ki ilu ochel lechem tamei. If you don't wash your hands before eating bread, it's like you eat impure bread. And it quotes a pasuk from where? To prove this point. Where is the pasuk from? Gentlemen, just look on the page. Take a look. It says it. Everyone here reads Hebrew? Or should we go through the Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet? Yecheskel, Perek, Dalet. Vayomer Hashem, Kacha yuchu b'nei Yisrael lachmam tamei. Anyone see a problem here? Why do you quote a pasuk from Yecheskel? We don't learn things from Nevi'im. We quote pasukim from the Torah. Number two is the Gemara didn't say that you're eating impure bread. What did it say? Ke'ilu ochel lechem tamei. Now the word ke'ilu either means really impure, but it's a derabanan, it's sheni l'tuma, shlishi l'tuma, or it means you're really not eating impure bread. It's like you're eating impure bread. Just like the knife on the table is no good when you bench because the table is like a mizbeach. No one in their right mind will bring a korban pesach on the dining room table. But it's like a mizbeach. So the question is here in this Gemara, and this is basically the question we have. When we eat bread without washing, are we eating impure bread or it's like impure bread?
It's like
imitation impure bread. Says the Shulchan Aruch, and this is what's Paskin's Lahalacha, so, the Gemara said that you have to wash your hands and dry them, niguv yadayim, and if not, it's like you're eating impure bread. This is Pasukin in the Shulchan Aruch, just quoting the Gemara, ki'ilu ochel lechem tameh. So once again, when you learn this Gemara and you see the word ki'ilu, a red light should go on in your head and said, does it mean really or imitation? Comes along the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah, as you know, is one of the students of the Balei HaTosfot, Ashkenazic world. And the Or Zeruah says, Umori Rabbeinu Yehuda Bar Yitzchak Sheila Kata B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam Zatzal. Anybody recognize those names or any of the above? Moreinu Rabbeinu Yehuda Bar Yitzchak Kata B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam Zatzal. Anyone recognize the name here? Rabbeinu Tam, we know. What was his real name? Yaakov, da'afal gav da'amar techev netilat yadayim bracha, ein levarech ela le'achar niguf. Even though we say techev netilat yadayim bracha, the ironclad rule is to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah, and we're about to do the mitzvah of washing our hands, says the Or Zeruah, ein levarech ela le'achar niguf. You should only make the bracha after you dry your hands. Because that's the most important part. As we learned in the Gemara, it's not a problem to go ahead and wash and eat bread, but rather not to dry them. Because the minute you do that, you're metame the bread. Because what happens is, food is pure. The minute you touch water, it becomes impure. So you have to dry your hands so you don't make the bread impure. So comes along the Or Zeruah and says, I'm not fazed by the fact that the Gemara said ki'ilu. Ki'ilu just means it's a degradation of tumah very low. Real tumah. So you have to wash your hands, and if you don't wash, dry them, then the water will make the bread tameh, and you're going to be eating tameh bread. We don't want that to happen. Again, it all came from truma passed on later on to regular bread. We don't want that to happen. So therefore, you have to dry your hands. Because of that, drying your hands is part and parcel of this whole idea. Comes along Rashi and says, no, ki'ilu is ki'ilu. What does ki'ilu mean? Davar ma'osu v'chashuv ketumah. Shenemar, kachu yuchu b'nei zera d'chmam tamei alma, davar mi'us kritumah. Comes along Rashi and says, this is not real mekoi tumah, but rather, what's ma'us mean? Disgusting. It's not nice. Your hands are dripping water, and you're saying, al netilat yadayim. What? It's not nice. So therefore, because of that, you have to dry your hands. It's not nice to eat bread when your hands are wet. And indeed, the Chazon Ish later on in life says, al kena neguvu mishum miyus v'lo mishum tuma. Da'ayim natal revi'ich le'mayna mayim tmeyum, v'pachot mevrid gam yadayim tmeyot, afachar neguv, ela al kelchenu atam mishum miyus. The Chazon Ish says, if I look in the laws of tuma, it's very simple. If you wash your hands with a revi'it of water, namely 86 cubic centimeters, then even if you don't dry them, your hands are now pure. That's why you wash them. And if you wash with less, your hands remain impure even if you didn't dry them. Therefore, it can't be because of tumah. The whole idea is you dry your hands because it's disgusting to eat bread with water gushing down your hands. So taking these two perushim, the Or Zeruah on the one hand and the Rashi, the Or Zeruah says that it's real mekoi tumah. You'd probably say, okay, you have to make a bracha after you dry your hands because, quite frankly, it's not nice. It's not nice. It's not nice because you're going to eat tamei bread. Comes along Rashi, he says, not because you're going to eat tamei bread, it's just not nice. The Or Zeruah said in the name of the Sefer HaMikzalot, which I don't know who it is, a third parish on the left side. And that is, Kach Reinu L'Rabotenu, Shemevachin Kishemenatel HaShamash Mayim Al Yadav, V'Yimein Lo Shamash Mevarech B'Shah Shematchil Litol. So, what happens is, according to the Or Zeruah, you make a bracha when you start washing your hands. Not after. Everybody knows that the exception to the rule of making a bracha not before but after is when a convert goes to the mikvah. He can't make a bracha asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav etzivanu al hatvila before he goes into the mikvah. Why not? He's not Jewish yet. So by default, he has to make it afterwards. So says the Or Zeruah, well, if it's all because of Tuma, so just like the convert, maybe the same thing should be here. Umatzinu beferush, no. Shekol ha-brachot mevarech lehem over la'asiyatan. As pointed out, we make the bracha before. Chutz min ha-tfilah. And the reason is because da'akati gavra dechuyahu velochazihu. Because he's not Jewish, he can't say asher kedesh adam mitzvotav. Aval shar chayavei tfilot mevarchin v'achakach tovlin. But everyone else that goes to mikvah can make a bracha before, because they are commanded to go to mikvah. So if a woman goes to mikvah when she's commanded to, she can make the bracha before because she's Jewish already. Hilchach, says the Or Zohar in the name of the Sefer HaMikzaot, mevarech kodem al nitilat yadayim, v'achakach unotel, v'chen peresh Rabbeinu Chanan al ben Chushiel, v'chen reinu abotenu ha-geonim. So says the Or Zohar, with due respect, this is not like going to the mikvah of a convert because we're already Jewish. Therefore, you can make the bracha before you wash. However, according to the other two perushim we saw, because your hands are still either disgusting or they're tamei, you shouldn't make the bracha before. What can be a ramification of this? Let's say you don't wash your hands with tap water, but you use real mikveh water. Nothing can be more pure than mikveh water. If you look in the middle, indeed, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'rashal katav di'ikar niguv u'mishum nikiyut, t'kishiyadav lachim imei ha'niguv yesh po mishum yus. Making a bracha when your hands are totally wet is disgusting. V'af b'matbil, and even if you put your hands in the mikvah, ain't tzarich niguv min adin. Well, you don't need to dry your hands because of tumor purposes. Your hands are now pure. They went into the mikvah. Katav ha'magen Avraham, d'misha da'ato katza lav yesh po mishum yus v'tzarich niguv. You still need to dry your hands. And the Aruch HaShulchan repeats this. He's the hein yagev yadav. However, according to the Or Zohar that says it's because of Tuma, and you have to take off your hands, make them dry before you touch the bread. Well, once your hands go into the mikveh, they're not tummy anymore, and therefore, you don't have to dry them. And according to the Or Zohar in the name of the Sefer HaMikzahot, this whole thing doesn't make sense. You make the bracha before. So how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? We found basically two reasons why you have to dry your hands. The Gemara in Sota says you have to, it's ke'ilu ochel lechem tamei. Either because it's disgusting, or because of the laws of Tumah, or that's the way we do it, but quite frankly, you can make the bracha before. So which one is it? The Shulchan Aruch paskins. Hamadbil yadav, yechol lechol belo niguv, hu adin anotay yadav bevat echad, v'shofech alehem revi'it mayim bevat echad, o shenatay yado echad v'shofech alehem revi'it, v'shen shechavach chafach hachevrata. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you put your hands in the mikvah, or you wash both hands at once, like a Kohen is being washed his hands by a Levi, you can basically go ahead and not dry your hands. Why? Once you wash your hands are not tummy anymore, explains the Mishnah Berurah. Rach b'matbilin tzarich niguv, d'tfilat yadayim ukein tarado raita she tfilat aguf, v'sham bevadayin tzarich niguv. Did you ever see a halacha when a person goes to the mikveh, he has to dry off? Of course not. Now he's tummy, you want to dry off, you don't get a cold. Same thing here. They're totally and utterly pure. So from that reason, there's no reason to make the bracha before or after what? You're totally pure. V'lachen gam mitzvilat yadayim lo tiknu bo nigu v'kvid varav katav gam abach b'siman kaf samichei v'chen iskimu shara achronim. So if you wash your hands at once, in other words, not one after another, or you put on them a revi'it mayim, which we usually do, we usually have more than a revi'it mayim in the washing cup, you don't need to dry your hands because of tumah purposes. This is very relevant when you go on a trip, you don't have a towel with you, or whatnot. You don't have a towel with you, you don't have to dry your hands. But in a regular house, if you turn the page, what is the minhag on this issue? The Ramah says on the left, the right side of the page. Excuse me, let's go with the Shulchan Aruch on the left side of the page. Mevarech kodem nitila, shekol ha-mitzvot mevarchim alehem over la'asiyatan. Says the Shulchan Aruch pashut, I'm about to do a mitzvah, the Chachamim said to wash your hands, so what do? Like every mitzvah, before I light Hanukkah candles, I make a bracha. Before I eat matzah, I make a bracha. Before I blow the shofar, I make a bracha. Should I go on with examples? Before I put on tefillin, I make a bracha. Before I put on my talis, I make a bracha. Before I wash my hands, make the bracha, and then wash your hands. Finished. Ramah says, Beim shachach levarech adachar nigul mevarech achar kach. The Ramah says, but if you forgot, you should make the bracha before going to the Shulchan Aruch, but if you forgot, you can make the bracha up until the time that you're drying your hands. Now, why did he say that? Explains the Magen Avraham, because we have the Gemara that says you're supposed to dry your hands. So drying your hands is part of the mitzvah. Where do we find that with regard to another mitzvah? You're supposed to make the bracha before, but you can make the bracha after. Now, there's a general machlokas if you forget to make the bracha before, can you make it after? The Rambam says no, and the Or Zohar says yes. But there's exceptions to that rule. And one of them is, not the Shabbos candles issue, what happens if you put on tefillin in the morning before the zman of tefillin? You can't make a bracha. So you put on your tefillin. And then what happens? The time comes, Mishayakir ben Techelet Lavan, and you make the bracha. And what should you do then?
Should you
adjust them a little. In other words, you're still doing the mitzvah, and therefore you can still make the bracha. If the mitzvah is done with, you put down the lulav, you stop blowing the shofar, you can make a bracha, it's done. But here you're still wearing them. Or you shake your talus a little. Same thing here. Since drawing your hands is part of the mitzvah, says the Magen Avraham, you can still make the bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch very simple says, of course you should dry your hands. But before you do the ritual of washing your hands, namely wash and then dry, you should make the bracha. Simple way of doing it. This would be very problematic for us where? Not in our kitchen, not in the sink outside here, but you ever try to wash on a plane? If this was true, and it seems very clear cut, it should be true. Easiest way to understand it. You're going to wash in the bathroom. What are you going to do? Make the bracha in the bathroom? No. So what do? You make the bracha outside, you go into the bathroom. That's not over la siyatan. What's that called? Over the over la siyatan. Namely, you're supposed to make a bracha on the talus before putting it on. Hold it in your hand, about to put it on. Say the bracha and put it on. Are you allowed to make the bracha on the talus when it's still in the talus bag? No, because then you have to take it out of the talus bag, and then the tzitzis get stuck in the zipper, and then you try to move it, and then it rips, then you get upset. By the time you put on the talus, 5 minutes went by, and where you cursed your mother-in-law, you got very upset, and then it goes on. That's called over the over, no good. So if the Shulchan Aruch is right, we'd have a problem on planes. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch and says, V'nagu, but the minag is, shelo levarech ad achar nitila. When do you make the bracha? After you wash your hands, bishum tepamim she'en yadav nikiyot, because sometimes when you wash your hands for bread, your hands are not clean. Umipnei kach mevarchim achar she'shifshef yadav she'kfar yadav nikiyot kodem she'itol ma'im shneim. So once you wash your hands are clean, you can make a bracha. In other words, think about it. You're on a tiyul somewhere, you want to eat your sandwich, maybe your hands went a bit into the sand. It's not so clean. You're going to make a bracha when your hands are not clean? So therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, we decided to make the minhag, that you make the bracha after you wash your hands, but before you dry them. So you're still doing the mitzvah, you're still in the midst of the mitzvah, but you don't make the bracha when you start it, because sometimes your hands won't be clean. And indeed, what is the example of when your hands are not clean? Every morning when you wake up. So therefore, in order for Jews to regulate themselves not to do what's forbidden, namely make a bracha when your hands are not clean, we said, with Netilat Yadayim, make your bracha between washing and drying. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Seems very interesting that it should have been before, but due to the fact that your hands might not be clean, and B, due to the fact that you have to dry your hands as we saw, you're still doing the mitzvah. It's a good idea. Yeah.
Once we had this idea that it is possible to make a bracha after the mitzvah for various good reasons here, I was told with tzedakah, we give tzedakah, there's no bracha because you're not going to take it. But if you give it and he takes it, thanks you very much for the tzedakah.
But you already did the mitzvah. One of the reasons why there's no mitzvah, why no bracha and tzedakah after Rashba says that you just quoted is because maybe the ani won't take it. And anything that's talui b'da'at achirim, namely that it's not up to me to do the mitzvah, but someone else is involved, you can't go ahead
and... Even after the fact, when he does take it,
if he takes it, the fact is he may not take it, so they never made a bracha on tzedaka. Anything that's talui b'da'at achirim, you don't make a bracha on, like shalach manos and other things. Comes along the Raman, says on the right side, v'gam yachol levarech lehem kodem niguv, shegam haniguv min ha-mitzvah, mikra ve'la siyatan. The Raman says, I don't worry about this Shulchan Aruch, maybe your hands are not clean. Even if your hands are totally clean, you just dried them with soap and water and whatnot, you can make the bracha before you dry them. Why? Shegam haniguv min ha-mitzvah. Umikra ver la siyatan. You're still doing the mitzvah. The Taz says, "Aval lefi ani ra habaya yoter la niyutati da achar mark yum ha-mitzvah da haynu haniguv lo yivarech." Before you end the mitzvah, namely dry your hands, you shouldn't make the bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan paskens it. V'lachen nechshav gam haniguv min ha-mitzvah shemivarech kodem niguv haver over la siyatan v'chen ha-minhag ha-pashut v'hen l'shanot. So what we saw this morning is three different ways to make a bracha. Then you wash. Either you make the bracha before you start washing, because quite frankly, that's what we do with all mitzvot. What's the problem with that? Maybe your hands are not clean. So you shouldn't make a bracha.
Why is that a problem?
Because if your hands are not clean, you shouldn't make brachas to Hashem.
No, but you're entering the act of cleaning your hands.
I understand. So you should have made the bracha before you start the act. But because, and the Shulchan Aruch says it, you're right. But because of the chashash, the suspicion that maybe your hands are not clean, we said make it after you wash your hands. Regulate yourself to do it in that way because of the one or two times that you shouldn't have made the bracha because your hands aren't clean. Yeah, namely, if your hands are totally clean, you could make the bracha before Shulchan Aruch says fine. But because of those few times not, we said make it afterwards, and it seems to be the consensus that the Shulchan Aruch says it's the minhag, and the Rama says it's lechachchila. The Rama says because you're still doing the mitzvah, and it's a good idea that way, simply because your hands might be dirty. Now, having said that, going back to the original part of this year, let's see why. Either because your hands are tamei, or we don't care about tamei. They're just meus. It's disgusting to eat bread when your hands are soaking wet. So therefore, what do? You make sure your hands are not soaking wet. How do you make sure? By washing them, of course, because of tumah purposes, and then drying them. So it's all part of the same mitzvah. To make a long story short, either you make it before you start the act, or you make it while you're still doing the act, because washing and drying is part of the act, not just washing but drying, or because maybe your hands won't be clean. And again, we see that the question is there tumah here or not? But to make a long story short, it seems like both the Shulchan Aruch has a minhag, and the Rama says lechatchila, you should make the bracha between washing and drying.
What does it matter if your hands are tameh? Usually, it's
we'll get to that in a moment. In general, your hands shouldn't be tameh when you eat bread because of, again, it came from teruma. Teruma has to be eaten in a state of purity, and they basically expanded it to regular bread. So that Kohen should always regulate himself to wash his hands. So then we all wash our hands because of that Kohen that may not. That's how it started. But to make a long story short, that's the Gezerah of Chazal. My question as I end this year is this because, look, your hands are gushing, your hands are full of water, you're in the middle of the mitzvah so you can make the bracha. Or no, we have to make sure our hands are totally dry and then we can eat whatever it might be. The bottom line is, this idea that you wash your hands and before you dry them you make the bracha can only work, as the Rama says, shegam aniguv min ha-mitzvah, because drying your hands is also part of the mitzvah. Namely, Rashi says it's because of mi'us, because it's disgusting. Well, that's not part of the mitzvah, that's just hygiene. But if it's part of the mitzvah, then you have to wash your hands, dry them, now your hands are totally tahor, then indeed you're doing the mitzvah. That's what the Rama says. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't go down that path. He said, you really should make the bracha before you start. But maybe your hands aren't clean, whatever, so therefore we said do it in the middle. Just like with the Shabbos candles. We really should have made it before, but because maybe this, that, and the other thing, we make it after. Yeah.
So it sounds like this mitzvah is almost just a remez, because it says that it's like tumah.
Right.
Okay. So, because, and also because you would make a bracha on any other food other than motzi that was handed to you before eating the meal, like a kiddush or something like that. You don't wash before a kiddush. So I'm a little confused. I understand making the mitzvah while you're drying, making the bracha while you're drying your hands makes a little more sense.
Before you dry your hands.
As you're drying them, or before you're drying, before they're fully dry. But then, are you allowed to take your hands and, let's say there's no paper towels, you put it like this?
That's part of
Now you're wiping the tumah onto yourself.
Yeah, it's not tumah. Your hands are now tar. But now, you're just drying them. Are you drying them because it's disgusting to eat bread when your hands are wet? Or are you drying them because it's part and parcel of making your hands tahor? If it's part and parcel of making your hands tahor, then indeed, you can make the bracha any time between washing and drying. But if no, your hands are already tahor. You're just doing it because it's disgusting. That's why the Shulchan Aruch was forced to say, really, you should make the bracha before. Why do you make the bracha after you wash your hands? Just in case your hands weren't clean. But really, you should make it before. And indeed, you're bringing up a bigger question with this we conclude. Why are we even worried about Tumah? I just said it was taken over by from the Truma of the Kohen to bread. Are we worried about that today? Is there another time you have to wash? You mentioned the Kiddush. Look at the last source on the page. Im ochel davar shetibulo be'achad mishiva amashkin, ve'lo nitnagev, afilu en yadav nagot b'mekom amashke, tzarich nitila b'lo bracha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you take an apple and you put it into water, you have to dry it off and you have to wash your hands. Why? Because if not, your tummy hands are going to metame the apple.
Like
anyone do that? Anyone wash their hands before they eat an apple? Without a bracha. What does that come from?
Yeah,
oh, let's get to Urchatz. Not the next source on the page. Urchatz. No, tell Yadav v'tzarech tibul rishon. Here's your Urchatz. Before you eat karpas. Why don't you make a bracha? If you have to, make a bracha. If you don't have to, don't make a bracha. So indeed, the Mishnah Berura says, on the right side of the page. I don't understand. You need to wash your hands before you eat an apple. That's wet. The same reason. Tumah purposes. And indeed, the Taz has a famous line right by Karpas where it says, Mani ishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylot. Not very original, saying, how come tonight we wash and usually we don't? And if you look on the left side of the page, indeed, the Mishnah Berurah says, why don't we make a bracha? Ki yesh miktzat harishonim desvir deloi tzvich hachamim etirat yadayim udavar shetibu tibulu b'mashke, ele b'yemehem sheyu ochlim b'tahara. Mashke hein achshav shkudam tmei meitim. Once upon a time, they were tahor. Maybe their hands became tamei midarabanan, so they washed their hands. Today, we're all tamei. We're all tmei meitim. So therefore, why do you have to wash your hands at all? And therefore, you make it without a bracha. Bread was different because of, as I said, it was a takeover from truma. But this not. And therefore, even if you wash your hands before you eat an apple, you do it without a bracha. So indeed, looking at this particular sugya of washing and drying, and when do you make the bracha, I believe that it's very hard to make the case we're doing it because of tumah purposes, simply because all year long we're not worried about that with regard to any vegetable or fruit. So why are we worried about it about bread? As I said, a takeover from tumah. But if it's a takeover from tumah, you probably can be very, very makel. It can be very makel saying it doesn't really make a big difference that I'm washing my hands, but that's the gzera of Chazal. And therefore, you can be very makel as to when you make the bracha. Because if it was indeed an etilat yadayim medina, then probably the Shulchan Aruch was right. Before you start the act, make the bracha. But because it's not medina, probably not. To make a long story short, gentlemen, the Minhag Am Yisrael was not like the Shulchan Aruch to make the bracha before you start washing, but if you did, it would be absolutely fine. The minhag is to make the bracha, either as the Shulchan Aruch says, when you're still washing, or before you finish the act, before you dry him. The Ramah says, you wash, you make the bracha, and you dry. But once you washed, and once you dried your hands, can you make a bracha afterwards?
Maybe if you're washing
them. Hmm?
Then you go to wash.
It seems to me the mitzvah's over. It seems to me the mitzvah's over, and finished. The mitzvah's over. And therefore, once the mitzvah's over, the mitzvah's over. On the other hand, you could say, no, the mitzvah's only over when you dry your hands. Any way you look at it, the mitzvah's over. So therefore, if the mitzvah's over, once you dry your hands, you probably can't make a bracha. By the way, because the mitzvah's over, and this I'm just throwing out there, and don't attack me, there probably is no reason why you can't, I say probably, because there is a reason, why you can't talk between Al netilat yadayim and drying your hands to amotzi.
Well, you can if you need to cast the salt.
Everyone knows the truth here.
I mean, it's to keep your mouth.
Everybody knows you can't talk between netilat yadayim and amotzi. People forget you can't talk between washing your hands and drying them because then you have a problem. So this year, if you learned anything from it, it was the more important thing is wash, make a bracha, and dry. Then if you talk, it's not so bad. But if you wash and you talk, that's a hefsek, you got a problem. Then I would suggest maybe washing again, and then making the bracha.
Well, if you go to the bathroom, if you would wash again.
Of course. You go to the bathroom, you have to wash for that, and then you wash for bread. Okay. Yes, that is the halacha. That is the halacha. But gentlemen, once again, that's more chamor than not talking between washing and bread. Not talking between washing and bread will give a separate shir on and why and where it came from is only a minhag. And if you talk and say, pass the salt, pass the knife, the bread is wonderful, it's probably okay. The only thing you have to worry about is keep your hands betahara. So maybe if you put up your hands like this and you can talk about the weather, it would probably be okay. But The reason why we don't talk is maybe you'll touch your shoelace or whatnot. That's less chamor. The more chamor is, when you wash your hands, not like the Shulchan Aruch says, you make the bracha before. But you wash your hands, and then you talk, that's a problem. If you made a bracha and talked, and then wash your hands, that's also a problem. If you wash your hands, make a bracha, dry them, and then talk, that's the least of our problems. Because drying your hands is part and parcel of washing.